It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've all been waiting for Apple's lawyers to answer a court order asking the company to help the government break into that iPhone 5 used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. That answer has now arrived in the form of an official motion to vacate legalese for, hey, how about you take that court order and toss it? The documents filed hinge on some interesting arguments. Stephen Vladek is a constitutional law professor at American University. He says Apple's got two basic legal arguments against the order.
The first is that there was no statutory authority for the court to issue it in the first place, that basically the All Writs Act, the statute the court relied upon, doesn't actually allow the court to compel a non-party to a criminal case like Apple here to basically develop software in order to unlock the phone. And that second, even if the statute does authorize a court to order Apple to do that, the statute raises constitutional concerns because it's basically compelling Apple to speak. And it's compelling Apple to spend money that it might not previously or otherwise have spent.
Stephen Vladek, professor of law at American University. One interesting thing this particular battle might force courts to decide once and for all, whether code is technically free speech. We will keep you posted. The Oscars are this weekend, so many hopeful people are preparing their speeches for that. Others are preparing to at people on Instagram, long lists of people, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
When Amy Schumer won an Emmy, she thanked the usual suspects.
Thank you, Comedy Central, all of the suits who represent me.
But she didn't stop there.
Thanks, everybody who has helped me and the girl who gave me this sort of a smoky eye.
An eyeshadow shout-out from the stage? Likely a first. But over on Instagram, awards season is one long parade of thank yous. Hashtag dream teams of hairstylists, personal trainers, makeup artists. Amy O'Dell is the author of Tales from the Back Row, an outsider's view from inside the fashion industry.
So I think it's natural when these people are just kind of such a big part of these celebrities' lives for them to infiltrate their Instagram feeds.
It's really them being a good boss.
Lisa Jamal heads the social media firm Social Intelligence Agency. Jamal says members of a star's permanent crew get paid for the work they do, and the Instagram callouts are legit pats on the back.
You know you're going to want to work hard. You want to work for a boss that is giving you a compliment.
But social media thank yous are often more about being a good business person than being a good boss. Jamal says an A-list celebrity could get $20, $50, even $150,000 for an Instagram post hyping a product. For services, social media callouts are often better than cash.
Instagram has become a career maker for the manicurists, spray tanners, shrinks, facialists, and Botox injectors in Hollywood.
Joe Piazza is the author of Celebrity Inc., How Famous People Make Money. She says many of those service providers work for free.
Those people have built their brand off of celebrity thank yous on social media.
Piazza says a single shout out on Instagram from the right celeb can be worth tens of thousands of dollars in business. You scratch my back, paint my nails, smooth my wrinkles, I'll say thank you. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week is Madeline Brand. She is host of the culture and news show Press Play on KCRW. Madeline, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, I'm very ready.
Okay, I got something for you. 46% of people
who are Republicans like Donald Trump?
Sadly, I will sound the buzzer. That is how many people sided with Apple in their encryption debate with the FBI, according to a new poll by Reuters. This is at odds with an earlier poll by Pew Research Center, which said that only 38% of people sided with Apple.
I think it's interesting that it's playing out so publicly. Usually these disputes are not played out on the front pages of the newspapers.
Right. Well, we'll see. Have to see where it goes. What do you got for me?
Two legs.
The average amount of legs that would be in a flight trip from Los Angeles to Barcelona, which is where Mobile World Congress has been happening this week.
What I'm talking about is two legs of a new humanoid robot. That Google's new Atlas robot needs to walk. So this robot, I felt a little sorry for it.
I know, they're just beating it and like pushing it over and stuff. And just like someone was tweeting about this is how the robot revolution starts. And it seems
really manhandling that robot.
Yeah. All right. I got a number for you. 360 degrees.
Does this have anything to do with Mars?
It might be used on Mars if you have cell phone service. This is in reference to Samsung Gear's 360 camera, which can be controlled by an app through, of course, their new virtual reality headset.
I mean, what's interesting is, will it be used for anything more than just a novelty in your living room? You know, playing a video game in your living room. It has a lot more potential than regular old 3D.
Let's hope so. All right, what do you got for me?
25% of schools.
25% of public schools have incorporated tablets into their curricula. Am I close?
You're super close. How many schools across the nation currently offer computer science?
That feels low, though.
It does feel low, especially here in California. Chicago, though, is making computer science a requirement in all of their public high schools starting next year.
What do you think? A good move?
I guess it's a practical move. Probably my most useful class in high school was a touch typing class, because I use it every day.
Madeline Brand, she is host of the news and culture show Press Play on KCRW in Los Angeles. Madeline, thank you for playing along.
Ben, thank you. It was fun.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.